Next application is case number 11566, the application of Charles Humphreys. Site is north of Route 341, Falling Point Road, being west of Lagoon Road, approximately 1,600 feet north of Dogwood Drive, and being more specifically lot 71, 72, and 73 within Dogwood Acres subdivision. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 134, Map 6, Parcels 81 and 82. Requesting a variance for a reduction in the side yard and rear yard setback requirements. For the benefit of the record, the applicant just provided us with two photographs. This is a request for a 0.6-foot variance from the required 5-foot side setback for an accessory building, and requesting a 0.2-foot variance from the required 5-foot rear setback for an accessory building. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive one mail return.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lynn.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Charles R. Humphreys, 8501 Governor Prince Boulevard, Claymont, Iowa, 5907.
Trisha A. Humphreys, 8501 Governor Prince Boulevard, Claymont, Delaware, 19703.
Okay. You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
Back in 1997, I purchased the property on lot 71 in Dogwood Acres on West Green Road. And at that time, there was an existing trailer and an existing little garage in the back of the yard. In 2008, I removed that existing garage that was there, or shed or whatever, and had a garage built by a contractor on the existing property that I, of lot 71. At that time, I had requested that there be permits and stuff, so we were able to build the garage. Permits were issued, and we got the clearance to go ahead and build. After the garage was built, there was supposed to be another inspection done, and that was not completed. So therefore, last year, that leads up to what we're going into. Last year, I got married to my wife now, and in the meantime, we had purchased lot 72 and lot 73 right next door to my lot, and what we're requesting to do is combine all three lots together so we can build a new home in the future, within the next 2 years. We had this survey done, and then but that's when we found out that the garage that is there now since 2008 was out of code or out of variance, out of code, which was 5 foot on either side. And like I say, it came out to 2 inches on one side and 6 inches on another. So that's why I'm applying for the variance now. The unique circumstances that we had was the shape of the lot back in that corner because of the way it was, you know, angled. It's not perfectly square. The shed is built on a permanent foundation, and there is electric hooked up to it, and you can see the size of it. It would be kind of impractical to move and very costly to move. The building, the property is, like I say, it's already been established since 2008, so it's been there for almost seven years, and nobody said anything. None of the neighbors have complained or anything else. It would be kind of impractical to move because of the size and the foundation that it's on. And like I said, there's a stockade fence on the one side, so the neighbors aren't going to remove that fence, and it's not going to, you know, be any problem to anybody else. And there's a back fence on the back side of the property to the other neighbor's house that's like an iron fence and a chain link fence is what I'm talking about. So therefore, there it wouldn't be affecting their property either. I don't see a detriment to the public welfare because the variance that we're asking for is very, very minimal. I mean, it's 2 inches on one side and 6 inches on the other. And what we plan on doing is, like I say, is developing. We're going to remove the existing trailer that's on lot 71 now, and we have already removed the pre-existing buildings that are on lot 72 for future building purposes, and it would be kind of not able to move the garage in it without very, like I say, intense stuff. We'd have to take the garage down completely and rebuild completely. So the lease modifications that we would need would be just to get the variance and leave the building as it is already existing in the spot that it's in.
Okay. All right, sir. We'll stop and see the question from members of the board. Mr. Hudson, I'll start with you.
No questions.
No questions. All right. Mr. Becker?
No questions.
Mr. Wortman?
No questions.
Oh, I have one. You refer to it as a shed.
It's a garage slash
garage
shed.
Garage to you. Yeah. Okay.
You can see the pictures of it. Yeah. The only thing I put in there is my golf cart.
Okay.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yes, you... one of the standards that I'm not sure that you addressed, but can be addressed. You had a contractor build this for you?
Yes.
And he obtained the permit for you?
Yes.
Okay, so therefore it wasn't created by you, but by the contractor? Okay, and who was the contractor?
Matthew Curran.
You have his address?
Not current, no.
Okay.
He lives in Pennsylvania now, but I could get it.
That's okay. Thank you. No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant is... address the standards as follows. He claims that the property is unique because of the shape of the and the combination of combining the properties. He feels it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Wasn't created by him, but by the builder that he trusted to properly place the structure. Doesn't feel that it will alter the central character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare, and it's a minimum he feels to afford relief. Make a motion we approve case number 11,566.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,566. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason, have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,566 is approved.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
Next up.